Okay. Parshas Vayeshev begins Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Megurei Oy Beretz Kanaan. So there's a famous Chazal, famous Rashi, on the bottom of the page here. For Nidun Shor Vayeshev, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. That Yaakov wanted to sit in tranquility. So Kofas Olav Rokso Shel Yosef. So then the whole story with Yosef and the brothers and the selling and the whole thing took away all his tranquility. So the Medrash says, Tzadikim Avakshim Leishev B'Shalva. Tzadikim want to sit in tranquility. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lodayim L'Tzadikim Mashem Sukun Lehem L'Olam Haba. In other words, it's not enough that they're going to have tranquility in Olam Haba, that they want to sit in tranquility in this world as well. So in this world, it's not necessarily for just sitting back with tranquility. We have to understand this idea. What does it mean, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva? There is the pasuk in this week's parsha about Reuven on page 2. It says, Vayishma Reuven Yatzileu Miyodam Vayom Alona Kenu Nofesh. So Reuven says we shouldn't kill him. Vayomer lehem Reuven, al tishpchu dam, hashlichu oso el habor hazeh asher b'midbar, v'yad al tishlichu bo. So he says, don't kill him, you can put him in the pit. And leman hatzil oso miyodom lashivo olaviv. So Reuven does this, v'yatzileu miyodom. And he saves him. Whereas, as we'll see, it's not like Reuven did such a big thing, but he made the suggestion that we shouldn't kill him and we should just put him in the pit. So we have to understand the significance of what Reuven did. Now, there is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, a famous pasuk, and there's a famous medrash on this pasuk. And the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Perek Zayin, pasuk Yudalid, page 4 over to page 5, Hadudoyim nosnu reyach. The dudoyim were the plant that had a fragrance. Fal psachenu kol megodim, and in our door, we're going to have all types of delicacies. So, what is this pasuk referring to? Chadoshim gam yishanim dodi tzofati lach. So the Medrash, you know, there is a whole concept in Svarim called Medrash Pliya Svarim, which means like this. There's certain Midrashim that we have some type of tradition of these Midrashim that are not from the regular Medrash Rabbah or Medrash Tanchuma or these things. They're called Medrash Pliya. They're Svarim that collect all these Medrash Pliyas. So this is one of them. This is one of the famous ones. Hadudoyim nosnu reyach, says the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, ze Reuven. This is referring to Reuven. Why? Because what was the whole story how Reuven got born in Parshas Vayetze? Right? The story was that what? That Reuven went out. I mean, not how Reuven got born, how Yisachar really got born, but it's Reuven was involved in that. Reuven collected some plants for his mother, Leah. And then Rachel said, hey, I why don't you give me? So they made a deal that Leah would give Rachel the plants. And the deal was that Leah that night would have the privilege of being together with Yaakov. And that night, Yisachar was conceived. Right? So, Hadudoyim nosnu reyach, the Dudoyim, referred to Reuven, Shehitzil as Yosef min Habor. So Reuven has a connection to Dudaim because he's the one who collected the Dudaim from the field, who gave it to his mother Leah, and Leah ultimately gave it to Rachel, and then Rachel gave the rights to be with Yaakov that night. And what's referred to the Al Psachenu called Megadim, that there are delicacies on our door, Zeh Ner Chanukah. This is referred to Ner Chanukah, because Ner Chanukah, technically, you put it by the doorway. Even though today we don't usually do that because it's not necessarily the safest place. But that was the old minhag, that the Ner Chanukah, the mezuzah is on the right and the Ner Chanukah is on the left, etc. So Al Pesachenu Kol Megadim is referring to Ner Chanukah. So all the Mefarshim want to understand what's the connection between Reuven and Ner Chanukah. That the Pasuk Dudaim, the same Pasuk in Shir HaShirim that talks about the Dudaim, that's the plants, is the same Pasuk that talks about the Ner Chanukah. What's the connection? And then the Medrash continues, Chadoshim Gai Mishonim Dodi Tzafadi Lach, what's the Chadoshim Gai Mishonim? Zeh Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. That the Torah Shebichsav is the Yishonim, the old Torah, and the Torah Shebal Peh is the Chidushei Torah. So what's this idea? So let me tell you the following. The Sefer Berech Moshe quotes of the Yismach Moshe. A fascinating idea from a pasuk in Tehillim on page 12 and 13. It says, Achaz diber elokim, shtaim zu shamati ke ozlo elokim. Hashem said one thing. The literal translation, the Mitzudas David said, Achaz diber elokim, Hashem says one thing and I learned out two things. Ki ozlo elokim, and then L'chashem chesed, Hashem does chesed. Ki atah mishalem l'ish k'maseyu. So what's going on here? So the Sefer Yismach Moshe says a beautiful explanation. He says like this, on page 14. So he says like this, and what's the chesed of Hashem? He says, there are three parts to any encounter. The beginning, the middle, and the end. Finei hamaschil hu ikar gadol. Somebody who begins something that's very important. Ukvar omer chol yosu min hakol. And something who finishes something off is also very important. Hakol olech achar hachosim. The emtsoi hu rak mesayeya. The middle is not as significant. Right, there's a whole discussion. We discussed this once, one year in Shia, when we were learning, this is a whole separate topic that's interesting. When somebody sets up a couple, so there's a din of paying the meishat chanus. So who do you pay? The one who initially introduced them, or the one who was the go-between? There's a whole discussion of what's the significance, the beginning, the middle, or the end. Okay, but that's not for now. He says like this: anything kol ator kulo mashidibe Hashem lanu manase malonase nikol dover who amaskim. Right. In other words, anything we do, Hashem is the beginning, like the Medrash says, you do a mitzvah mezuzah. Yeah, but who gave you the house? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the amount of money so you could have the house. So Hashem started it, and then you put up the mezuzah, and then Hashem helps you to continue. So you're like, whatever you do in this world,
is like the middle. Like Hashem starts you off, Hashem finishes you, and then you do a little bit yourself. So one could have a feeling of, you know, so that's what it means, Achas Dibir Elokim. Whereas what we're going to, Achaz Dibir Elokim, which Hashem commanded us, is the middle, one thing. He'll do Shtayim Su Shamati. He'll do the beginning, he'll do the end, but we do the middle. In other words, Hashem, you know, gives us a house, so now we'll get the mezuzah. And then he'll keep helping us to continue living there. So he starts us off, he finishes us off, and we do a little bit in the middle. So one could have a feeling of what? Of like, what do I really accomplish? What did I do? I did something, you know, the middle, a little bit in the middle, you know, it's so insignificant. So that's what the pasuk is saying. Achas Dibir Elokim. Hashem only told me to do one thing, meaning the middle thing. Shtayim Zu Shamati. He's doing the two things, the beginning and the end. But Locha Hashem Achesed Ki Atav Mishalom Ishkim Aseihu, that you're going to give credit to the human being for the whole thing. Even though, you know, he did one thing in the middle. If he did what he could do, then he gets credit for everything. So that's the point, what the... what the Sefer Berech Moshe points out on page 23. He says, what's the connection of Reuven and Chanukah? He said, you know, there's a famous Taz on page 22. We all know there's a famous question of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef has a question. We have Chanukah for 8 days, but they had enough oil for one day, so why do we have Chanukah for 8 days? It should only be 7 days, right? This is the world famous question of the Beis Yosef. So there are many answers. So the Taz says, look in the Taz on page 22. Retor Evi Lashon Achers Chovuch Hiksha Beis Yosef Lama Chovuch Es Yom Kevin De B'Shem Hashem Pach Chayebo Kedei Lahalik Ler Echad Nimtza Shalom Nasa Neisel Zayon. And he Valkulam, yeah, so he Beis Yosef gives, but he says Li Nira. The fifth line, first word was Shanasav. Lina retards Lamafreya Durum Shagambalaila Rishona Hayanes, the Matsina Basefa Zora al Posuk Mahesh Lichu Babayas, Shain Huisborach Osanes, Lite Baracha El Masha Yesh Kvar Ba'olam. Whereas Hashem does miracles, the way he likes to do it is he doesn't like to create Yesh Miyayin. In the beginning of the creation, he did Yesh Miyayin, but basically, once he put the world into universe, the way he makes miracles is he takes something that pre-existing and then he works from there. Not just making things from zero to existing. Something pre-existing. So that's the idea. The idea is, so the fact that much... Okay, Nichol Khan. V'il nidla kol machayah b'layil harishon lo haya mokom lo neis lochol al shum dover. In other words, that's the idea. If everything, they had enough for one day, but if everything after that one day would have been gone, it would have been totally consumed, then there would be nothing left to make the miracle from. There's the fact that it didn't all burn from the first day, that there was something left after the first day, so then Hashem said, oh, whatever's left, now I'm going to make a miracle to have that last, the idea. Because once HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he originally it was Yesh Miyayin, but now everything's Yesh Miyesh. Meaning, because once he created the world, what he wants us to do is he wants us to put in effort. And we're human beings. We're finite. We're not Superman. But we have to do what we can do, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a blessing to what we do. But we have to do something. We have to do what's in our what we can do. So says the Berech Moshe, that's exactly what the Medrash means. What's the connection between Reuven in this week's parsha and Ner Chanukah? Because what did Reuven do? He didn't, you know, he said, he just made a suggestion. Don't kill him, put him in the pit. So he didn't do like, there's a famous Chazal. It's not like he did some superhuman thing. He did, you know, he spoke up, he made a
And then, you know, Yosef was saved as a result. So he did a little thing, and from that little thing was the whole Hatzalah. And that's what Ner Chanukah is. In other words, the first day there was enough, but it didn't totally burn out into the first day, so it was a little left. And from that little left, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the miracle. And that's the message. The message being is, we're not going to save the world. We're not going to... We just have to do our little share. Whatever we could do, we do. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take that and make a Nes Chanukah out of that. So that's what Reuven did. He just made a suggestion. You know, why you... Don't my betza. You know? And then from that comes everything. And that's what he writes over here. Page 24, from the bottom. There's Moshe right side. Uvedover hazeh natsiru batzaloso shel Yosef. Sh'af sh'ruven lo osa elo dover muat batzaloso. It's not like he did, you know, fakir. You know, there's a famous, another famous medrash that requires a separate shir. That if Reuven would have known that he would have been written in the Torah, he would have taken Yosef on his shoulder and carried him home, you know. But B'maisa, he didn't. B'maisa, he did a small thing, a small suggestion, but the answer is that if that's what you could do, even if it's a small thing, do it. Don't say, oh, it's such a small thing, so it's insignificant, so why should I do it? And that's what Hashem Yismach Moshe said. Anything we do in this world is insignificant compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave you the house, he gave you the life, he gave you this. So you do that one thing in the middle, you put up the mezuzah, it's good. But now Hashem will give you credit for everything. So you do one thing, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use it in the link of things before, things after. Hashem, he says the same thing. Reuven did a little thing, and then he was saved. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mavakesh Ben Ha'odam, Rakhei Lekotam. Hashem will just want a little, what you could do, Mashi Yish B'Kol Chulasus. Ba'av Shehu Yisbarach, Mashi L'Mashah. And then, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the rest and do more, you'll get credit for everything, for that little bit. And that's what Chanukah is all about. That there was a little bit left. That's why the first day was significant. There's a little bit of Shadar Shabegish. Hadudoy Nosnu Rech Zeruven. Reuven was the one of the Dudoy. Val Pesachenu Kol Megadim. So Reuven, in the Pesach in Shir Shim, is referring to Reuven and what? And Ner Chanukah in the same Pesach. Zeruven Shem Hizil as Yosef. Ka'av She'osa Rachele Kotan Menat Zola. Mikol Mokam Nechshav Ki'ilu Huitzilu Lugamri. Val Pesachenu Kol Megadim Zer Ner Chanukah She'itzel HaPesach. In high time in Nishar B'yom HaRishon Shemen Matcha Yaron Lidlog, they Haros Kashak said, Zikim Osim Komashi Bekochim. In other words, the first day, what did we have? We had one, enough for one day. So we did it. We did what we could do. The first day, they did what they could do. And from that, Hashem made sure there was a little bit left, and he made the rest of the 7 days. So, but there's something significant for the first day that we did what we could do. So we celebrate that also. And he said, what's the idea that we put it by the Pesach of Pesachenu? So he says, the Medrash in Shir HaShirim is a famous Medrash, another Medrash. Take a look, we have here in the packet. On page 10. Page 11. Last line. Hashem says, all I want from you, you know, you ever see your mother sews a needle with a little hole in the needle? You know how small it is for the thread to go through? That's all I want from you. That little opening. You do a little opening, and then I'll open up to make a huge opening. If you do your chelik, even though it's a little bit, but that's what you can do, then, you know, the same thing Chofetz Chaim writes, and that's what Baruch Moshe says that perhaps the Pshat and Bir Kish Yaakov Leisha B'Shalom, that maybe he thought that what am I going to do? You know, Hashem does everything, so it's, you know, so what's for me to do? The answer is no. You do what you can do, and then Hashem will bring bracha to that, and then you'll get credit for everything. Hashem start chesed. You get the schar for everything. And that's, so Reuven, he did a little thing. He says, makes a little suggestion. He didn't do any heroic thing. He says, my betza, you know, let's put him in the pit. Even though putting him in the pit is not the greatest thing in the world either, to put somebody in the pit. But, you know, it was a positive thing. Anything positive, you know, never underestimate, you know, a little thing in life. You know, you call someone up, you say you wish on someone a good Shabbos, you call someone up, you know, a friend, a relative, whatever. A little thing. Don't, you see, in this world, people, because this is the world of publicity. So publicity has to be big. It has to be something big. And if not big, you know, so they're not going to, because the newspapers, they think they create reality. You know, so if it's not, you know, going to be in a newspaper, so it doesn't exist because it wasn't in the newspaper. But that's not really, but the newspapers is not the Olam Ha'emes. But the reality is a little thing, whatever you can do, little, even though it's not going to be in the newspaper. It's not going to be, it's the Pesach Shomacha. And that's why I believe the Berach Moshe writes, that's what the Hanukkah is by the Pesach. Okay, so what we have to do is a little Pesach. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up. And the same thing the Chofetz Chaim says by the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu to put up the Mishkan. So look in the Pesikta here, on the Rav Kahana, page 25. It says, there are three things Moshe Rabbeinu heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe was overwhelmed. He says, also li mikdash. Hashem said to Moshe, I want you to build me a house. Now, when the Rebbeinu Shalom says he wants you to build your house, that's overwhelming. What are you going to build a house for God? What is that? The whole world can't fit you. You want me to build a house? Just do it this way. You know, do this, and that's enough. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim says. That the pshat over here. Look on page 27. Sick to b'shasha almak and shbrochel Moshe also mitzvim mitdash. This dazeya. Eich yuchol adam lasos b'ayis v'kar shbrochel. So how can it be? So Hashem said, no, this is what you do, and that's enough. So says the Chofetz Chaim on page 29. Very important point. When we give a chazal on the road, Eich would talk about the true name of Rosh. Hashem is not looking to complain to us. Kol echem mehem b'churi v'asav rak m'shva sheyesh b'kolchot. You have to do what you can do. You just have to do a little bit. In other words, and then I'll do the must. But sometimes a person does a little bit because he's lazy to do more. He really can do more. But a little bit means whatever you could possibly do, you should do. Even though it might seem to be a little bit, but in other words, we don't do a little bit because we're lazy and we really can do more, or whatever we're talking about. So you do, and that's what this week's parsha. It's the Reuven. He does a little bit, and then he's credited for the whole Hatzalah. And that's their Chanukah. That there's a little bit left, because Baruch's not going to make the nace unless there's a little bit left. So the first day, we did whatever we could do. And we did it, there's a little bit left, and from that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the nace. And that's the Pesach. A little Pesach, you try, and it's very important because there's some people get, you know, overwhelmed or depressed. What am I? Who am I? What can I do? No, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do whatever you can do, and that's going to be significant. And from that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make, and that applies to a lot of things. It applies to relationships with people. You know, it says a person, you know, pick up a phone call, say hello. You did what you could. That's something. Never underestimate the chashivas of even that Pesach Shalmachet, even that little a little opening. And that's what Reuven did, a little opening, but that's what Ner Hanukkah is about. The whole Ner Hanukkah would only have existed if we did whatever we could do on the first day, and then there was something left over, and then after the Prophet made the rest. Or else he wouldn't have done it otherwise. And that's Dudoim Nasnu Reach, that's Reuven, is the Dudoim. Apsacheinu called Megadim, and Apsacheinu is the delicacies, that's the Ner Hanukkah that's on the Pesach. And that's the message that we should, and that's what Moshe Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. I told you to build a house for me, and Moshe was startled. Hashem says, "Okay, all you want is this dimension, this, and that's enough, and the rest I'll take care of." So that's Adudon Nostorech Moshechinu called Megadim Erech Maaseh Adam, the value of a person's action. Even small things are significant. Even small things in life, even, you know, saying hello, saying good morning, saying good, all these little things that seem to be little things are also very significant, that we should never lose sight of every little thing. Even though in the world we live today, you know, certain things get blown up and certain things are in the press and certain things, but that's not the important things in life. The important things in life are usually not in the press. You know, the regular things of life, not in the press. The small things that, the fact that you said good morning, you said hello, the fact that you called up a friend who needed a little chizuk, that's not going to be reported in the newspaper. But that doesn't take the significance away from it. A little macha, Pesach Shal Macha, Ayishma, that little statement that Reuven made, the Nes Chanukah, and that's ultimately what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. And Bez Hashem, everyone in their own way should make a contribution in their lives, in other people's lives. Whatever you could do is significant. And never fall short of that. And never say, oh, therefore it's not worth doing. Do whatever you can. And with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring a lot of bracha in everything that you do.